Hi, it's Jared, the College Money Man, giving you my daily scholarship and financial aid tip in about 2 minutes.
This is episode 3, and today we're covering Pell Grants. The Pell Grant is one of the most well-known of the federal financial aid grants, and it's a non-loan-based aid program administered by the Department of Education. That means students don't have to pay it back when they finish school. Now, the grant has nothing to do with merit, major, career path. It simply relies on one number to determine a student's eligibility. To qualify, applicants are required to complete the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA. After completing the FAFSA, the Department of Education will submit to the schools students select the Computed Expected Family Contribution, or EFC. Now, the school students eventually attend will evaluate their EFC and determine based on that number if they qualify to receive a Pell Grant. Now, here's the rub. Well, the maximum Pell Grant this year is $5,550. This amount will fluctuate depending on the number of semester hours a student takes. It also fluctuates depending on the EFC number. For example, a student that is registered for 12 semester hours and has a zero EFC would qualify for the full grant amount, $5,550. As we mentioned before, the EFC is like a golf score. The lower it is, the better. To qualify for a Pell Grant in any amount, a student's EFC cannot exceed $4,995 for the 2012-2013 school year. So the key is to keep the EFC low by using EFC reduction strategies. But here's a quick tip. Parents and students should review their prior year taxes before filing the FAFSA. You see, the FAFSA uses the adjusted gross income, or the AGI, as a part of its analysis. It's important to review tax information for potential errors and missed deductions. Every dollar you can legally deduct to lower the AGI will reduce a student's EFC. So if error exists, correct them as accurately as you can. Then use those corrected numbers to complete the FAFSA.
And that's your 2-Minute Financial Aid lesson for today. You can subscribe to all of my 2-Minute Financial Aid and Scholarship lessons on iTunes or download them directly at collegemoneyman.com. If you have questions, go ahead and hit me up on my Twitter handle at collegecashman. Until next time, this is JR, the College Money Man, wishing you good hunting.